One of the most powerful moments in Jewish life is where the chosan and kala stand under the chuppah. The end of the incredibly beautiful siddur kiddushin, wedding ceremony. Everything stops. And the chosan and the kala put their personal enjoyment, simcha, happiness aside. We have a somber moment. The chassan smashes the glass. We say the words, "Im ishkachech Yerushalayim, tishkachimini." If I forget you, Yerushalayim, let my right hand forget its skill. Tidbak l'sheini, l'chiki im le'ezkarechi. Im le'ales, Yerushalayim, al rosh simchasi. And my tongue cleave to its palate. I fail to recall you. If I fail to elevate you, shall I am above my foremost joy. So at this moment of their foremost joy, what could be happier? What could be more wonderful? Starting to build a new home together. We push that aside. And we remember you, shall I, Rakaidash. The interplay between the personal and the national. Between the individual and the collective. Realizing that no simcha is complete in this world when we don't have Yerushalayim, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But it's even more than that. Because there are many halachas that are derived from the requirement Yerushalayim be forever etched in our memory. We do many things that are zeichel l'churban. If we plaster our home, we leave an amma al amma keneged ha-pesach. We leave square amma opposite the front door, unplastered. A woman, when she adorns herself, doesn't put on all her jewellery. The chassan, wearing ash under the chuppah. All of these things, zeichel l'churban. It's interesting, we do set a mitzvah zeichel l'mikdash as well. We shake lulav all 7 days. The medina outside of the Beis HaMikdash, zeichel l'mikdash. Maybe even Sfira Saima, zeichel l'mikdash. Big difference between the two. Zeichel l'churban, that's avelus. Zeichel l'mikdash. So we remember the Beis HaMikdash and we want to make sure that we'll know what to do. That we're ready and waiting for when it comes back. So the joy lives with both. We live with that sense of pain from the past and hope for the future as well. And perhaps that's why we're unwilling to give up on Yerushalayim. We're unwilling to let go. Perhaps that's why, after every single piece of cake that we ate over the last 2,500 years, we said, "Va'alin l'seichav simchein v'nyana." Bring us back. Bring us back. It's not just 3 times a day that we say it. After every piece of cake, remember Yerushalayim. That forges an eternal bond that has never been forgotten and will never be forgotten. So lots to say about how we keep Yerushalayim alive in our hearts and in our minds. But safe to say at least this, the fact that we've remembered Yerushalayim at the high points in our lives, that the high points in our year we say the Shana Babi Yerushalayim, means that it is part of who we are as Jews. Something we've never let go of. Something that guides us till today and all the way till Mashiach.